The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Marco's Pizza, Pindotal, Print Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
Foundation. Careless but workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security, chillin', and I'm going out and coming in. Never leave my Jaja, I keep a far from vampires, and I'm going out and coming in. Keep a by your right hand, and keep a far from Satan. I let a while. With me, talk to me, show me the thoughts in them heart for me. Me dip on my journey, them can't see me. Them a preface in me, can't write off with me. Be a shield for me, reveal to me the bad card, whatever deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. Highly, highly, and I'm a going out and when my forward in. Never leave my Jaja. Keep me far from vampires, and I'm going out and coming in. Keep me far from demons.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely beautiful Wednesday afternoon, second quarter of the year, April 2nd. All the foolishness is done yesterday, and today reveals the real. Talk to me. We see Hiram Lewis has made a very strong position. He's going to be here with us 1 o'clock today. Hiram Lewis is going to be here with us when they take a break in the House of Assembly, 1 o'clock today, just to sit with us and talk to us very quickly about this sort of a concept and idea associated with why he decided to be able to rescind his position, take back, withdraw from the Free National Movement, and find himself attached to the Coalition of Independence. We're going to get into that. But before we do that, I got to shout out my good decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. We're still at the top of the month, so you want to be able to find yourself in the position where you can get your insurance, man, get your things taken care of. This is the month of April, and you guys are excited about being able to do some things. If you're celebrating your birthday, I want to say happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you as you continue to be able to move in the direction that God has called you to move in with strength, with determination, with this kind of this dead look in your eyes to be able to get that thing accomplished and make these things happen. So I just want to be able to pray for you and pray your strength as you move from glory to glory and make those things happen. This is the time and the season to kind of do that, guys. So happy birthday. And keep pushing on, pushing forward to that thing that you're doing. Got to shout out my good, decent people over at Coco Plum Wellness, Bahamas. I've gone some places this morning. I hailed Mr. Marshall over at Sellall. And just got to tell him about some stuff that we got going on. Everybody's kind of excited about this. I'm really excited anytime I talk to them about what's happening and opportunities that it's sort of a taboo conversation. This is nothing that comes up in conversation. You don't tell someone, child, I feel so horrible, child, I ain't had a pass, I ain't do. This is nothing that you say, but this is something that's required. If you don't know about
sort of the state-of-the-art stuff that exists out here to be able to assist you, to alleviate you, so you can be able to have that kind of a pass that you've been looking for, you would never know. You sit in this kind of a position trying to figure out if I get an enema, how much a super colon cleanser I could take, all these particular things, and not necessarily being able to rectify the problem. Now, if you haven't had a regular pass, if you feel a little sluggish, if you feel, like your energy is being drained, if you are, you feel like you got dropsy, you're sitting down, dropping sleep everywhere, and your body's being able to do its best to try to conserve and preserve energy, you want to be able to go and check out Dr. Lee Smith. She's going to be out east, but you could be able to make an appointment with her and check these things out. Her number is 445-8111. It's CocoPlumWellnessBahamas.com. You can be able to go on there and make an appointment. And the beautiful thing about this is that you get 25% off on Mondays, 25% off on Fridays, once you just let them know you heard it here on the foundation, and you get 50% off on the 25th of every month for the next, 8 months, right? For the next 8 months of the year, 2025, you get 50% off on the 25th of every month. You can be able to find out more information about that, find yourself alleviated, that backup that you've had, find that thing evacuated. Like the firefighter said at the Grand Bahama, find that thing extinguished, right? Amen, right? Get those things taken care of, guys. Go and check them out. The number again is 445-8111, 445-8111. Got to shout out my good, decent guy, man. I'm Avery. Avery Lightbone has been doing a tremendous amount of things and being able to get some things done as it relates to what's happening in those areas. You got to check out Avery Lightbone, MST Bar. MST Bar, this is a fiber reinforcement polymers with Morton Construction. If you're in that kind of a position and you're building some stuff and you're thinking conservation, you're thinking growth and development, you're thinking you don't want your bell cross to swell with the traditional steel or the iron that's being used in the foundation, make sure you give them a call. His number is 822-9527, 822-9527, or hit him up 603-4506, 603-4506. That's Avery Lightbourne with Art Development and the Fiber Reinforcement Polymers with the MST Bar, right? And we got some great stuff going on, guys. I got to shout out my good, decent people over at Da Vinci Printing Innovators. I keep telling you about these guys. It's wrapped up in their name, right? Innovation is something that we often talk about very casually, and it sounds good to kind of drop in conversations, but these guys at Da Vinci Printing Innovators are actually being able to live on the cusp of that. They have everything accessible to you, and they want you to think outside of the box. Not confined to the traditional concept and idea, this space where all you're doing is coming in here and getting these things printed. While they do that, and afford you an opportunity to be able to get those things done, they want you to think outside of the box and being able to get some things done. They're located on Village Road and will be more than happy to accommodate you in those particular areas. Or you can give them a call and they'd be more than happy to kind of do that and really prepare yourself even before you get there. Over at Da Vinci Printing Innovators, the numbers you can be able to call today are 677-2922, 677-2922. And they're located, like I said, in the Village Road Shopping Plaza, right on the side of the bank. And you can be able to go in there and let them know that you heard it right here on the foundation. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Efforts were made to save BPL land deal, and no safeguards were in place to protect the public money. This is what the Office of the Prime Minister said. And then San says, cancel the road project and go to bid. This is what San says, cancel the road project and go to bid. $183 million. I feel like this is Austin Powers. $1 million. So this is too much. This feel wrong. It don't feel right. And let me tell you why. You know, sometimes I could be able to have a good conversation about what's happening in Exuma or Eleuthera or in any of these spaces where we see productivity happen. And there's money pumped in this particular area. And we really want to hear the passion of the persons that live in the community. But almost $200 million in 8 Mile Rock. Almost $200 million in 8 Mile Rock. West Grand Bahama. West Grand Bahama to West End, $200 million on the roads, and people house ain't fixed, and people ain't got no money, and they don't know how to eat. That is preposterous. It sound wrong. It sound wrong. But we're going to talk about it today, and we're also going to be able to talk about Iram's decision to be able to step away from the Free National Movement in the studio with me as a last-minute-ditch effort to be able to have a good conversation as it relates to what's happening today. Because the thing happened so quick. It happened so quick. You know what I'm saying? We couldn't even plan this. The thing happened so quick today, right? I get a call this morning, been to buy something over at Sellall, right there on Carmichael Road. Great electronics store, had everything in there. I'm going to buy some more stuff for Mr. Marshall. And as I'm walking out, you know, I get a telephone call. Oh my God, oh my God, Howard, you here? And I'm, you know, I'm just like, I'm distant. I don't know exactly what's happening. And when they tell me, I was already headed. Can I just be transparent with you? The books that I sold last week, I told you yesterday that Iram bought 10, Shannon bought 10, Branville bought 10, Philip Simon bought 10, right? And so this is me delivering the books. I was headed to the House of Assembly. And as I was going to the House of Assembly, got this call, and I dropped the thing off. I saw Iram. I said, Iram, don't play me dirty. Come on the show today. He said, okay, Howard, no problem. Mm-hmm. So at 1 o'clock, hopefully we see Iram, and we can be able to make those things happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my very good friend, none other than Garth Roseboro. My brother, say good afternoon to the people.
Hey, good afternoon, Howard Grant. Good afternoon, Bahamas. It's really a last-ditch effort. I left money in the ground.
To do this.
So please allow me to apologize to the Strons. I was actually about to do a bee extraction, and you called me, and I had to drop everything. I just apologized to them just a while ago to let them know that it's going to be a full day. I got appearances all day today, Howard Grant.
Just the day to appear.
Yeah, and
you don't disappear.
But Howard, it was a show. You know, you and I, we are always open to the public and what they have to say. And you call, and you know what happens, Howard. You get 10 calls at one time.
One time.
And you're like, okay, I got to choose which one I can call and which one I'm going to respond to. And everybody's saying the same thing. And Howard calls, you know, when Howard calls, I got to drop everybody else call and say, what Howard's saying? And Howard's saying, God, get to the studio. We got to talk about this. And he gave me the same information that I got. Of course, we got a call from our good friend Leonard Sands from Nailed It that comes on Thursdays. And he called. And guess who else called me just before he got to the studio, Howard?
Talk to me.
You know who called.
I didn't know.
Of course, the Free National Movement can call.
Really? They don't call me at all.
Well, they don't call you, but I have good friends.
I got good friends
in the FNM.
They don't bother me.
And one of my good friends who has a position in the FNM, he called me. And I just got off the phone with him just about 5 minutes ago. And so, we're going to have a great conversation today. And Howard, I hope these people can call in, especially if you're from Grand Bahama. If you're from Central, is it Central? Grand Bahama?
Central Grand Bahama.
Yeah, if you're from Central Grand Bahama, which I understand is a FNM stronghold over the years, and maybe Howard can give us a little backdrop of Central Grand Bahama for those of you who are not familiar with Grand Bahama or the constituency of Central Grand Bahama and how important that is to the Free National Movement and the dynamic that's now taking place.
I don't know the Free National Movement. And this is probably one of the reasons why the Free National Movement don't call me, because I can say some things that should not necessarily be said.
Okay.
You know, some things
you're going to say those things today?
I got to say it right now.
Okay? Right now? You're timid about it or...
For what?
Shy about it or...
No, for what? Why? Why would I be?
I'm only asking. I mean, you're Howard Grant. You love your island of Grand Bahama immensely. But, you know, politics is a sensitive thing. Talk to me.
No, well, I guess be able to do it like this. Central Grand Bahama, the Free National Movement, I don't think they have taken into consideration. You pull my plug up.
Yeah.
The Free National Movement have not taken into consideration the fact that they have the responsibility of being able to ensure that they take care of Central Grand Bahama the way that they should.
Okay.
Now, they ain't gonna hear this.
They don't want to talk like this.
Talk to me.
They don't want to have this kind of a conversation, but the truth of the matter is that they've neglected Grand Bahama, the Free National Movement, as a body, as an entity, as a whole,
mm-hmm.
has neglected Grand Bahama for a tremendous amount of time. Every constituency that they have won, that they boast about, this sort of an idea that Grand Bahama's FNM country, it is not translated in victory. It's not translated in the community as a result of the victory that they have. It was not translated in 2017 to 2021. There was no translation. There was, whether or not you want to blame that on the hurricanes, whether or not you want to blame that on the pandemic, the translation was few and far between. And with this sort of an infighting, it spilt out in the constituencies and really it wrestled with the representatives in those particular areas. Now, it would give you the appearance that there is a level of allegiance
mm-hmm.
by particular members of parliament. This is sort of the word and the word that comes from certain MCMs and sort of the labeling that persons put, whether on the streets or whether in the caucus of the organization. They may not necessarily say these things out loud, but this is the posture and position that they've been dealing with some of their members of parliament with. For mm-hmm. They have identified those ites, those Ingramites, those Cecilites, those Menasites within the organization and said that your allegiance is levied against the caucus of the organization, against the objective of being able to move forward. And certain persons, if I can be honest, have been targeted, and there is that target on their back that labeled them in an area to say that they were Menasites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So with this approach and a desire to be able to find Menace in a humbled position, right? This is, I don't know whether or not this is eradication and trying to be able to get rid of Hubert Menace entirely. But I think that the party wants to be able to show him their strength as opposed to the strength that he's shown them that he has. Mm-hmm. Because when Lavetta came up against him and the entire caucus within the House of Assembly being able to turn their back, and he still held on to leadership to find himself victorious with a landslide victory like no one has ever seen in this country before.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
Talk to me.
I'm with you.
As a result of that, he showed a great deal of strength. And then the country went with him. Not only the FNM party went with him, the entire country went with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 4 years displaced, Menace has become a nuisance to society. Yeah. Yeah, he's become a political nuisance.
Uh-huh.
Right? And to the entire country, for the most part, they're seeing everyone. There are still a significant amount of persons that support him relentlessly.
Mm-hmm.
But Menace has become a nuisance to the majority of persons. Because of him, it's an emotional thing. I don't feel like he treated us well. I don't feel like he speaks to us well. I don't feel it's charged with emotion.
Yes, it is.
It's charged with emotion. Mm-hmm. If you really sit down and ask someone, why do you feel like this about Menace, or what do you think about Menace, they only could lead you with an emotional. They're emotional about it. This is an emotional thing.
My brother-in-law is one of them.
It's just emotional.
They can't give
you any logic as to why they did what they did.
In terms of governance.
And they can't.
Yeah,
no.
That's
could only hit you with, I don't feel like.
Yeah, it's all emotion.
Which is a lot of, like, estrogen.
Pent up. Yeah, look,
that's estrogen.
Up.
That's for women.
Yeah,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, pent up frustration.
And so when you hear men saying, I don't feel like, without giving you logic, you got to ask some questions.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, the organization has taken on this very strong position. And I believe that because of the sheer arrogance that protruded out of the leadership quadrant, and more specifically out of the leader of the Free National Movement during 2017
mm-hmm.
to 2021, the Free National Movement seeks to distance himself from that level of leadership. And we could go back to how far this was and how these things, particular things happened.
Mm-hmm.
We could go back and start to say things like he should have never rejected Hubert Ingram the way that he has.
He should have never turned his back on Hubert Ingram. He should have never stood up and said that the Ingram era is over. And right after he said the Ingram era is over, he needed Ingram to be able to get over that threshold to find himself victorious at the polls the last 3 weeks before election in 2017 when Ingram finally showed up and everyone came aboard. Now, I don't know whether or not those persons who are dead fast and committed to being able to say that they appreciated Menace's leadership and that Menace is their guy, I don't know whether or not they're going to be as honest as they should be and can be about this position. But the tides turned nationally. Talk to me, Garth. The tides turn nationally for the Free National Movement after Hubert Ingram showed up on the stage with, and right after the victory at the polls and the eradication and the absolute desolation of the PLP, Hubert Menace did the exact same thing he did after Hubert Ingram gave him an opportunity. He turned his back on him again, twice. Talk to me. Twice. Okay? After all the Hurricane Dorian and Ingram and Ingram and Christie riding up and down on that golf cart, carrying water around to people having conversations, it really was about the fact that they were not even included or considered with this significant desolation that happened to our country. Why didn't you consider the elders? I agree with them. You should have considered your elders. You should have found something and reached across the aisle to ensure that there was inclusion. It didn't happen the way that it should have happened. And Menace didn't do what he should have done as a statesman. Now, I don't know whether or not Menace's default was that I am not a politician, but you should be a human being and understand that you should pay homage and give respect where respect is due. He didn't do that.
You don't recall the interview from our news that, made mention that Menace said that he extended the olive branch to both Christie and Ingram and they denied him? I have
it. But I also recall the interview where Menace was given Hubert Ingram one of the books. And Ingram said, "This is my very good friend. We was always going all over the place." But and then all of a sudden.
But that's a different level.
But this is the same sphere.
There was no response from Ingram or no response from Christie about this whole idea of declining the offer to assist during Dorian. Because extension was made. I did see it. I watched it.
Now, let's talk about
I'm just being fair.
Yeah, you could be fair.
Just being fair.
You could be fair.
So I'm
But it's hard to nobody wants your sloppy seconds.
Well,
especially men who would have been able to reach such significant critical and social acclaim in this society.
Yeah, but there's no
And we have elevated it. We yeah, as a society.
Yeah, and there's no significance because when you're dealing with people and dying and devastation, there should be no social significance to anybody.
But I can tell you one thing, Howard Grant.
It should be humane.
Howard Grant, I would pull everyone who could help me. Hubert Ingram and Perry Christie has tremendous relationships globally.
Of course they do.
Globally. I would tap into every relationship to transform. Abaco hasn't transformed as yet. They fix Abaco back to be, in terms of being able to find itself back to the position.
Nobody has.
Right? East Grand Bahama still got oil in the ground. They can't even have pig on the ground. They can't even have pig on the land. I ain't talking about no flowers and things like that. I'm talking about pig.
What about the golden tree birds?
No, golden tree birds, they done dead. They're gone. You understand? And we skirt over this and don't have these kind of a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Now, when we look at this, this level of arrogance that protruded throughout the entire nation and placed us in this kind of a position, as we looked at this and looked at it, at Menace and Menace's leadership, the FNM sought it necessary. They were petitioned by everyone, every MCM, everyone who was affiliated with the Free National Movement during the time of Menace's leadership. Everyone who looked at the FNM, PLPs, independents, COIs, DNAs at the time, all those persons would petition people, if you were part of the FNM, and say, y'all got to get rid of Menace. Long story short, this pursuit to reject Menace has left residuals.
Of course.
And residue.
Of course, naturally.
And the residue and the residuals is that the people that he changed life, Iron Lewis being one of those particular persons, His life was changed as a result of his proximity and his talent to Menace.
But all
and
of them
that are, was not everybody. Some of them served prior.
I'm one of the ones who are in right now. Their lives also changed with Iron Lewis. They're all a part of that.
No, you could go.
Michael Pindar was the Minister of Agriculture. Shannon Dawn was Park and Recreation. If you remember, Adrian Gibson was Water and Sewage.
Mm-hmm.
I can't recall where Adrian White was.
He wasn't nowhere.
Okay, so he wasn't nowhere.
He had came on the table.
And then you had Kwesi Thompson.
Mm-hmm, Kwesi.
And I
remember. Kwesi served in the ministerial capacity. He was also Minister of Grand Bahama.
Okay then.
Okay. So then, but Kwesi had served in the ministry. Say Kwesi had served, I think, as the Minister of State.
But their lives were affected for better.
So as a result of this. Some people, I don't think it was a pronounced allegiance, but people show sort of grace towards Menace who were in the caucus of the Free National Movement. I believe, and we can talk about this,
mm-hmm.
I believe as a result of that allegiance that they showed to the leadership of the Free National Movement during that time, they were labeled, just like Renwood Wells.
Okay.
Maybe they should ping it on Renwood Wells, but I don't know for everybody else.
Former Minister of Health, yes.
Okay, former Minister of Health, right?
Okay.
But as a result of his position, they were labeled significantly as Menacites. And this particular approach to eradicate Menace, the residuals and those particular persons who were the proverbial residue, had to be eradicated also.
So I like where you went with that because... Renwood Wells was the former Minister of Agriculture, and Dr. Sands was the former Minister of Health. And during the COVID situation, Dr. Sands was replaced by Renwood Wells. You have some animosity, some personal situations, but...
I couldn't say that it is. What I'm saying to you from a political standpoint as we look at this, this is just politics 101.
This is what I'm talking about.
You can't...
But we could see.
Watch me.
You always said this. We could see, though.
None of us is Jesus Christ.
But we could see.
If I know Judas in the situation, I got to get rid of Judas now.
But we can talk about that.
We set up an organization.
But what I want you to also stress, as you always do, we are watching and we could see. Can we not
I
see?
Want you to know we could see.
Okay.
Let's take a quick break, guys. I'm going to be right back after this.
The foundation. Settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK. The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Islands.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, here on this absolutely beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Wednesday? Is it Wednesday?
No, I'm only with you on Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. No, it's Wednesday. Wednesday. You was here yesterday, sir?
Yeah, it is Wednesday.
It was Wednesday. Right?
Time is really going.
Yeah. It was Wednesday, right?
Okay.
So we're here. We're talking the way that we're talking, being able to identify what we're identifying and being able to see that there's some things that happen. And I don't care what nobody's saying. I am preparing myself for an election this year.
Yeah, it would make sense. It would make all the sense in the world.
I am preparing myself for an election this year. If Iron Lewis,
any day now.
If Iron Lewis, it ain't gonna be any day now. The PLP still has some significant things to do.
No, I said any day first now. You should have something.
First and foremost, well, they have to make a determination what they're gonna do with this $183 million contract, no bid contract for West Grand Bahama. I am from West Grand Bahama, and whilst I want to say to you that this is a wonderful thing and this and that and all these things like that. If you burst that contract up into 10, just say hypothetically 10.
You keep trying to bust up this contract?
I just
the contract ain't for you.
But it have to be for me.
No, it can't be for you.
No,
it ain't for the people of Grand Bahama.
It have to be.
Okay, listen.
It have to be.
Howard, you have 5 seats out of Grand Bahama, yes? Including Bimini, yes? Okay, how many seats
Bimini
out of PLP?
Bimini and West End is 1 seat.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's 5 in total, including Bimini, because Bimini's along with West Grand Bahama.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So how many seats the PLP has at this particular time?
2.
2. So why do you think they got to break it up and they're only looking at 2?
Listen to me.
They're looking at 2.
The PLP.
That ain't enough
people
money.
People in Grand Bahama's PLP too.
Yeah, but
$183 million. You could never fix your mouth to say $183 million ain't enough money.
Oh, but I got a good friend.
Enough money for what?
I got a good friend. He listening to you right now, right? He's a pastor in South Beach, right? The pastor said to me, God, I have a great friend. And we were looking at a roofing job. We already gave a quote for the roofing job. And the friend saw me later on. He said, man, what happened to that roofing job you're supposed to have? He said, man, be working on it. The fellow drove past him on E Street and see him on top of the roof working. He said, man, I thought we was doing this job together. He said, man, it ain't enough money for you and me, only enough for me. This hardest thing, work ain't enough for the people and them. Only enough for them.
No, Garth, you could say that in theory.
Jesus, Lord.
You could say that in theory, Garth.
You think it ain't gonna work that way?
God, you could say that in theory. But I want you to go with me to West Grand Bahama.
I want you to go with me.
My God, what are we doing? I can't go this weekend. My wife can't.
But I heard you.
My wife going.
I know. I've been there, you know.
My wife got things to do, so I can't go this weekend.
But I've been there.
You've been there with me. You just been there generally.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't know what I'm showing you when I reach.
But I know things tough.
And when I show you that, I can tell you this been here like this for 15 years.
It's tough.
When I get there, I haven't been home. This been here for 20 years like this.
Yes.
I can take you from Bartlett Hill to West End, and I could show you rubble that grass grow over that has become a part of the landscape of our society that they push heap up in certain areas that Pekishian move. That Obi move?
Ain't nobody move.
That nobody move.
I agree with you.
Okay, now listen to me.
I agree with you.
This is from the Francis and Jane Hurricane 2004, which devastated Grand Bahama. It has not been the same since.
I'm telling you, I see it. I saw it. I've been
now,
there.
Now, to put $183 million in West Grand Bahama.
Okay, listen in.
Literally on the road.
Okay.
Now, this ain't the proverbial on the road where you say the bag reads so forth and so on. This ain't the same thing.
I listen.
You're literally putting $183 million in the road.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
And as you patch and tar and clear down and move, you're going to come across homes that have blue top on it for 10 years.
Okay, guess what they can say? You know what they can say? This place is so eco-friendly.
This the same people.
It's an eco-friendly community.
This the same people who had piles and piles of things pile up over there under the former PLP administration when they indicated that it was supposed to be distributed by a particular person. We got to call these people name. They were supposed to be distributed by a particular person. After the election, they came and they found all kind of plywood, dehydrated, warp up, all kind of 2x4, all these things. And they never distributed these things to take care of the people in the community. Never.
So let me ask a question.
Never.
The people voted in the past?
And they voted that, then they voted a PLP out at that time. Okay. The FNM came in, they were supposed to do better. They did not do better.
So,
they did not.
So what you trying to tell me, Howard?
Now the PLP come make all these promises to ensure that Kingsley Smith get an opportunity.
Okay, stop.
After they do all of this.
Is that the first time a political party made a promise?
Hold on.
Is that the first time a political party made a promise?
No.
Okay, the political parties make a promise today. This ain't the last time they can make a promise.
Listen to me.
Your caller yesterday said...
This is not a promise, sir.
Oh.
See, a promise is a comfort to a fool. $183 million could buy us quilts. Upon quilts.
That ain't for that.
Upon quilts.
That ain't for that.
Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you something.
What you trying to tell me?
We need to change the lives of our people.
Who's we?
The people in leadership.
the people in leadership. So you're speaking to the people in leadership, but you can't speak.
They didn't even consider letting this to go through Ginger Moxie. My God, I can't. I don't understand this.
How would you be mischievous?
This ain't mischievous,
man. I sure, Antoine, someone can tell you being mischievous.
Howard, this is not mischievous,
Howard. I hear what you're speaking to the leader.
No one can beat a road,
Howard. You saying this is what the people who are in power need to do? But if the people on the ground don't insist on getting more, the people who are in power don't need to give them more. I can give an example right now, sir, of a constituency, sir, right now, sir, who don't want nothing more.
You're absolutely incorrect in what you're saying.
Oh, Jesus,
man. The people on the ground had absolutely no idea that this contract even existed. This is a no-bid contract.
But the contract don't matter.
They did not put an RFP out.
But it didn't matter.
They did not indicate that they wanted to do this. They didn't put a tender out. They made a decision amongst themselves, signed it off, and gave it away on the 18th of December last year.
Why? Why is it no bid tender? Why?
I don't know why.
Because you don't count. It's not about you and your shack. It's not about you and your piece of plywood with WAPOP. It's not about you. This roading got nothing to do with the community and the people of Grand Bahama.
I refuse to believe that's the
PLP No. I know you're being mischievous.
I refuse to believe that's the PLP.
And you know, and look at me grinning. You can't grin with me today with this Gucci wrap all around your neck. I got Gucci around your neck. You don't even wear no sheet.
I refuse to believe
When you go to South Andres, you know they say for people in South Andres, they ain't want nothing else. They ain't want nothing more. Prime Minister been there for 25 years and they never asked for nothing more than what they have. The people, if they don't want it, Howard Grant, how could you force them to get it? Yes, they need a better standard of life. You and I would fight for them, but these people don't want to fight for themselves. They're not going to fight for themselves. If it was Howard Grant, I know what you would do, Howard Grant, if you can pave a road through here.
How much money you need?
No. How much of this road belong to Howard?
How much money you need?
You can give me the sidewalk contract.
Listen to me.
You can give me the speed bump contract. I understand what you're saying.
I can do this for you.
But these people ain't asking for that.
I can do this for you. And I can have to write an article about
this. Oh, Lord Jesus.
There are two roads that run in 8 Mile Creek. One the front road, one the back road.
One running through town, the main road.
One running through the main road.
Past the Adventist Church. Right? I know that
Go right round Bartlett Hill and Hebron Town in the back there.
Yeah.
And it'll go all the way down and come out just before NNA. And then you go to Seagreen. This is my house. I know these people. This is my place.
Yeah, you've been all through the bush doing food.
This is my house. I live here all my life.
Yeah.
This is 8 miles. 8 miles. That's why they call it 8 Mile Rock. This is an 8 Mile community. This is the largest settlement in the Bahamas.
But the road goes past that, right? For this 183 million.
The road is going all the way to West End. That's about 30-something miles.
Okay, so that's what the 183 million for that whole long stretch?
It is impossible for them to pay for that. They don't have to do that. That road, people don't even ride on them that much. If you patch that, praise Jesus. The only bit of stretch that needs the patch is right when you come out of West End that always has given us little problems. Right when you come out of West End. The only little bit of stretch that you could be able to patch again right now, somebody called me from Grand Bahama, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Right in the front of the Community Holiness by 8 Mile Rock High School in Martintown, you could patch that again, raise the area because that is a sinkhole, water always settling there. You could fix that. You understand? You could be able to patch, fix up the place, and you ain't spend $6.5 million. You ain't spend $6.5 million. You get all the fellas who's do patching over in Grand Bahama, they get a couple jobs, they hire some people, they're making some money.
Did the maths already?
I will do the maths.
But you say $6.5 million.
No, I'm saying if the road... If they say hypothetically, there's 8 miles.
Uh-huh.
And then you multiply that by two, that's 16 miles
uh-huh.
for the front road and the back road.
Uh-huh.
If it's going to cost me $2 million... A match, hypothetically,
mm-hmm.
16 million times two.
$32 million
tops. That's for 8 Mile Rock proper.
But then
when you're getting Holmes Rock, right down there where Paco them live, right in the back there, I don't know if they ever fixed that, but that could pave. They could pave that little area right there. Bam. Okay? Let's call that another $2 million. That's four. If Perry Christie could do this, I could do this. If Perry Christie could fly over, Long Island and say it's about $60 million, I could tell you, if you're charging $2 million a mile for patching, and I just tell you there's 32 miles of patching in 8 Mile Rock proper, there's another 2 miles of patching when you get by Paco them and
Desmond. They're patching, they can pave it. Let's say they pave it.
It's the same $1 million, hypothetically. If it's $1 million for a mile, if it's $2 million a mile, after you buy the asphalt, after you take the road, after you level it, after you do all these
particular things. They say $5 million a mile.
It can't be $5 million a month. That's too much. It
can't be $5 million
a month? No, it's too much money. That's too much money.
You don't want to pay that?
It's too much money. $5 million a mile, it's too much money. That don't make no sense. But who can pay for that?
But then the $193 million would now make sense.
That could never make sense. It's 32 times another 32.
No.
Let me do this, Matt, and then we can get back to this show, because this don't make no sense. I keep trying to figure out where this money coming from.
$5
million. Ladies and gentlemen, let me take this quick telephone call before we go to a break. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Man, Howard and Grant, my favorite midday talk show host, man. Look here.
That's
Howard,
ATL right there.
You gotta stay in the numbers, Howard. So stay with you. Howard, as people listen to you, a lot of people who may not understand what you mean when you say the front road and the back road. Howard, I only been in 8 Mile Rock but 2 or 3 times. Howard. But I'm glad, like you say, help us understand. I gotta make you understand this.
If it's 8 miles in the front, main road is 8 miles.
But Howard, don't you can't talk too fast, and you gotta keep God out of it, because God ain't know the road like you. So you gotta make sure God stay with you. This is 8 miles of road you're talking about.
Eight miles, Howard. And then
eight
it's 2 miles set.
Going down on the front road. So 16 miles.
We got that. $5 million.
Numbers, Howard. You just say, let's go worst case scenario.
It's $2 million.
$5 million a mile.
It's okay. $5 million a mile.
$5 million a mile.
$80 million, Howard. You talking about a ton of $180 million. What road to where in Grand Bahama is that?
That better be leading to the pearly gates. That gotta take me straight to Jesus.
That includes the staircase to heaven.
That got
and
to.
All gotta be getting paved with gold, bro.
And nobody in 8 Mile Rock eat nothing yet. Because we can be sitting there watching foreigners come to 8 Mile Rock making money, and we ain't making money.
If we got them inside 8 Mile Rock with enough patch and bucket and what's not, we could save the Bahamian people and the government some money.
Guess what?
I agree with you.
If we get a contract for $800,000, that still could change our life forever. That still could be able to change our life.
Yeah, but they ain't want to change your life.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
But they got to change somebody's lifeguard. Somebody lifeguard to be getting
$180 million.
But I like you, caller. You're a smart fella.
$180 million.
Keep on listening, but I want to hear from you more.
Huh? The difference with me, God, I should be now go be a stink up there.
Stop it.
You know, boy, just come up there and tell us.
Stop it.
Stop it. That's the hush all is eating.
It's a long day, but we eat that.
That's the hush.
Tell us what to do.
That's the hush all is eating up there. Yes.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you, boy.
Guys, let's take this quick commercial break. Get to news. When we get back, we should have Iron Lewis in the house with us, talking with us just for a couple minutes. When we get back, we can be able to see exactly what's what. So, quick break, and I'll be right back after this.
Foundation. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles. And it's visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. A tumultuous Wednesday with a significant transition. We felt this thing coming in the air, and it is here for us to be able to talk about it. April 2nd, 2025, the day that Irem Lewis says so long, bye-bye to the Free National Movement. Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with me is Member of Parliament for the constituency of Central Grand Bahama, former Minister of Disaster Preparedness and what else ministry?
Management and Reconstruction.
Management and Reconstruction. Okay, yes. Okay. Is sitting here in his particular capacity. Now, the sole Member of Parliament representing the Coalition of Independents in the House of Assembly, none other than Irem Lewis. My brother, good afternoon. What's happening with you?
Good afternoon, Howard. Good afternoon.
It is wonderful. I really appreciate you coming and sitting here with me. I know today was a busy day. Now, you and I spoke last week, and I asked you, Irem, go buy some of these books. He said, yeah, Howard, no problem. I can be in Nassau Wednesday. You knew from then what you was going to do on Wednesday.
No. At the time, I did not.
Really?
No.
Talk to me about this decision. This ain't an easy decision, Irem.
It was not an easy decision. Something that I prayed about, something that I thought about for quite some time. And it's time to move. I feel like more can be done for the common man, for the common Bahamian. We have to do it. And as legislators, some progress has taken place, but a lot more can be done. And between the FNM and the PLP, I think people are tired of that. I've been in a situation where I wanted to do more. Of course, sometimes you can't for various reasons. I prayed, I fasted about it. I know it's going to be there's going to be a lot of pushback. It's a hard decision. It's a courageous decision. But when I think about the greater good, the Bahamian people, then the decision became easier to make. To agitate and be the voice of the people.
I won't take the Band-Aid off just a little bit, if you allow me, just to be able to tear it off. A couple months back, we would have been able to receive some information, whether on social media, whether by connection within the organizations, that there were persons showing up in your constituency in Central Grand Bahama that you had no idea that these persons were sent from your organization, the Free National Movement, trying to set up shop in Central Grand Bahama that belonged to last names like Lewis, Russell, Grant. Talk to me. This will be decent, right? Talk to me.
It was happening for real. Persons were given the mandate that if you are interested in any constituency, you have a right to go in and now start canvassing.
Even whether there's an incumbent sitting
member of parliament.
If you
come into Central Grand Bahama as an aspirant, trying to unseat me, what good would you have to say about me? You're trying to fight for that position. So obviously, besides the disrespect, I believe that the sitting member of parliament would be undermined. It was something that I was totally against. I'm not asking to be ring-fenced, but as a second-time member of parliament who's been doing his work, I thought that more could have been done for those sitting members of parliament, more support. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel the support from leadership. And I was told on several occasions, you didn't do certain things openly, so you pretty much wrote your own sentence.
That's what they said to you.
Yeah,
now, Irem, we've been hearing this. I just want to be decent with you. We've been hearing this. You know, I reach out to you and ask you a couple of questions, so forth and so on. And just for the sake of being able to talk on this space without information, pronounced it. Now, there is a significant pushback, like the most recent text I would have sent you asking you a question, that says that former prime minister may be in the same position having to consider his political future under the Free National Movement. Have you received any of this information?
No, I've received information from...
Yeah, but not an official.
There was an official position taken that he's already received, but I don't want to preempt what he has to say.
Okay.
During his own time.
Okay.
But the die has been cast.
Now, let me ask you this question. At the beginning of the show, you probably was in the house, you and him, you say this. The Free National Movement, since 2021, and being able to find themselves back in proper footing, to be able to acknowledge the leadership that exists there, to do a lot of things, they've been doing their best with it as an organization to separate themselves from the leadership of former Prime Minister Hubert Minnis. And like I said,
that this has placed them in a position that anyone who would have been perceived in the shadow of being able to support a man who really changed a great deal of people's life, anyone who's been perceived of being able to support Hubert Minnis, they got to get rid of you. There's a couple names that called within the organization. Is this what the Free National Movement is doing as it relates to support and being able to unify moving towards general election?
Well, that's a perception that is held by many individuals. And I was not out there openly supporting Dr. Hubert Minnis. I was, I've taken a very democratic position. Right is right, wrong is wrong. A blind loyalty is something that I'm not good at. If you're wrong, you're my brother, you're my son, you're my parents.
Wrong is wrong.
Let you know, I'm going to do it in a very respectful way. I'm not going to openly chastise my parents in public, but put them on the side, Mom, you're wrong, Dad, you know, while he was alive. I would do that. Some of the things that I think happened to some of our incumbents weren't fair. You cannot not allow a former prime minister a space on the podium to speak to his legacy at a national convention. I was against that. And I said, look, 7 duly elected members of parliament, everybody should have been given the chance to speak.
Mm-hmm.
One person who's the former prime minister, who was the senior member at the time, was cut off of the program, and you had junior persons.
But they didn't even let Shannon Dawn speak. So Shannon Dawn just got in unopposed. And he didn't speak at the convention.
No. The one before, the convention before.
Oh, the convention before. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And he did not get a chance to speak. And I said, look, it's wrong. I believe he should have been able to address his constituents. And in fact, let him introduce the new leader now and get off the scene. I thought it was going to breed some bad blood. And of course it did. And I was not agitating for Hubert Minnis. I was agitating for what was right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a duly elected member of parliament. And if I feel like I'm getting cut out when everybody's been given a chance, of course, I have following. And even in my position, about it, a former leader, a former prime minister, he has a following.
You still have a strong following in central Grand Bahama.
Yeah, and a lot of family.
But I see... You laugh, Garth.
I got to laugh.
You laugh because you don't understand the dynamics of Central Grand Bahama.
I laugh because...
And if I can be honest, I don't believe the FNM understands the dynamics of what exists in Central Grand Bahama.
They don't, but if you saw the smile he gave just a while ago...
This is our family.
This is a smile.
I miss my family, you know. All of us is family in 8 Mile Rock, West Grand Bahama. This family.
Those people who are not watching, if you saw that smile, that was a smile of confidence. So this could be a new chapter. I'm telling you. We got much to look forward to in this particular situation.
Family and you know, blood is thicker than water. And my family knows me. See, if I was a selfish person, yes, the sitting party is the Progressive Liberal Party. I could walk over there.
Man, you're talking like Donald Trump. Man, what's wrong with you?
Cut a deal over there and be sitting on
the PRP has been trying to get in Central Grand Bahama for a while.
Yeah.
They use B.D. Russell, which is our cousin also.
Yes, sir.
Everybody's family.
B.D. is our cousin.
Yes. And family ain't going against family.
Listen to me.
No.
You hear Grant last name? That's family in Pinnace Point area. Russell, Lewis. This is family.
Margus, all.
This is family. And if you bring in a foreigner, they just treat you just like the Bemanites treat you. You are seaweed. You are driftwood.
You all make me feel like I'm a part of this family.
I'm trying to make you
understand. Like I'm getting lynched or something because you're all so happy in here.
No, I'm trying to make you to understand that when we identify these particular things and we look at it, the fact of the matter is that from a political standpoint, you always have to amalgamate to the culture that exists on the ground.
My God.
You have to amalgamate to the culture that exists in the constituency.
Yeah, absolutely right.
We talked about the culture that exists in Kalani. We talked about the culture that exists in St. Anne's. We talked about the culture that exists in Long Island. There is a culture that exists in Central Grand Bahama.
My God.
There is a culture. And, you know, I am a Grand Bahamian born. Grand Bahamian name.
Now, hold on. You sound like you're trying to get into something
always,
different.
And I've always hired for Grand Bahama. Always been pushing
for
a better Grand Bahama.
Yeah, we did hear.
Not just Central Grand Bahama, for a better
So Grand what Bahama. Does this next chapter look like, Iram? I want you to tell me about this. I want you to tell me why the COI, there's a lot of persons, including the current chairman of the PLP and minister for the Foreign Service and member of parliament for... Fox Hill that takes on this position has taken it on for a while to say the coalition of idiots, right? And has identified them in a denigrating manner to say that those persons moving towards this particular organization who doesn't have any base or so forth and so on. Gotta be crazy.
I believe that is very insulting. Here is my position. I stand for the cause. When I went with a group of Bahamians who stood against an act that took place at a funeral because Bahamians believed that they would disrespect, our constitution was disrespected, I stood with the Bahamian people, and there was a reason why I stood. There was a purpose for which I stood. The personalities around me, it didn't matter. I knew the reason why I was there. So I went there to stand for a reason. If you look at the ministry of Jesus, he came for a purpose. Mm-hmm. He's surrounded by fishermen, drunks, tax collectors, mm-hmm. but his purpose remained. His mission was clear.
Prostitutes too.
Yeah, his mission was clear, and he wasn't distracted by that. Mm-hmm. So yes, you can call him names, you can call him whatever, but there's a purpose. There is a mandate that they have already written. They have their clear mandate set. It's all about Bahamians, empowering Bahamians. And of course, it's something that I support. All right? So names will be called. I look at the purpose. Bahamians.
How do you first? Have you discussed this with anyone on the ground in Central Grand Bahama? That you believe that they're going to look past the Free National Movement because the culture is also family, but the culture is Free National Movement.
Yeah.
So you believe that they're going to look past that now and support you and give you an opportunity?
That is the whole purpose. You know, I believe God is in it.
Aram, and this conversation start off with I believe right off the top.
Yeah, I believe.
You get 700 votes right now already.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to work for the rest of this. Do you believe you have the wherewithal to win?
I believe. I believe that I have the wherewithal. And to win on behalf of the Bahamian people.
Aram, I wish you all the absolute best, my brother. I really do. And this is a strong position that you would have taken. I think that all of us as a nation have been crying out for this sort of an idea. I see a telephone line lit up. You ain't talking to Aram today. Aram, when you come here quickly, you got to go run back to the House of Assembly, get lunch, and do what you have to do. Right? So I'm sure that when you have an opportunity, I'd love you to be able to
absolutely.
Come back.
I'll be happy to come back.
And be able to sit with me and do that like that, right? Mm-hmm. But I want to say to you that we've been agitating and identifying the infractions that comes from both the PLP over decades and the Free National Movement over decades. And the inconsistency, the lackadaisical approach, the lack of leadership, the lack of these particular things in these areas. And we've been quietly hoping for a shift. Now, we don't know if this is the shift. You have really started some kinetic energy, and we'd like to be able to see. We're excited. Do you believe that there may be an election call this year?
Yeah.
I mean,
Go ahead. What you think?
I don't think it's going to be called. I believe it's going to be next year, and it may be late next year. That's my feeling.
You feel that?
Yeah. Yeah, that's my feeling.
They're ramping up on all these particular things.
I do believe they're going to go full term.
They just put $182 million in the row. It's a fresh grad
bomber. Want to make sure that not only do they break ground, but they also cut ribbons to open.
So is that necessary? I mean, canvas, as it were. Are you going to wait for him to catch his breath and come back?
It might be the moment.
You know they have nothing to play with, right? They will come back if they could.
Oh, yeah.
So my thing is that while they're down, I would say, boy, any day now, like
kick
maybe
him
June,
down.
You say, boy, listen, we're going to the election this year and keep him. Because you don't have no candidates.
What? How is
it? And you gone. And Dr. Miller's gone. So hold on.
You jump in the gun.
I ain't jumping.
This is Aram Lewis we talking to.
No. And I'm showing that there's a progression here. Because, okay, let's go back in history before you go, my good minister. Howard Grant, go back to when the Bolsheviks had their party. Wasn't there two F&Ms in the House of Assembly and seven members under Bolshevik himself? Don't forget this, Henry Bolshevik. Seven. Jesus. Are we going back in history where you may have seven COIs, two F&Ms, one in St. Anne's, one in Long Island, and the rest could be PLP? Or maybe it could flip out another way. But I know one thing, the F&M is not gaining at this particular time. Surely, they're now losing. And so they got to pull up their britches, and before you pull up your pants, guess what God would do? I catch you while your pants down. I mean, if it's just me.
God, it sounds very aggressive. I just want to be able to...
Oh, I am aggressive.
Go ahead, Eric.
Huh?
Yeah, this could be the start of something. And again, my move was not a selfish move. It's a courageous move. I know there'll be some pushbacks.
You ain't
scared? No, I'm not scared. No.
He's a fighter?
This man is an athlete.
I'm a man from my head to my toes.
This is an athlete.
Every inch of ground.
And you got a whole choir and a congregation.
Yes, sir. I believe the most important thing, I believe I have God. The covering is there.
Have mercy. You ain't much MPs to talk about God after they get in, you
know. That's the most important thing. And I've always talked about God. By the way, I'm a deacon.
He's a deacon.
So yes.
What's your church?
Yes.
I'm a fallen angel. I'm a fallen preacher.
I need some olive oil for you. Yeah, but no. If God is in it, then there's no worry. And I do believe. I am resolute.
Uh-huh.
Even though it was with a very heavy heart that I did what
mercy.
I had to do.
I want you to speak to those people in Central Grand Bahama who are listening to you right now, that are looking for your support, that will meet you on the tarmac when you hit down
Central,
and get back home.
Central Grand Bahama, it was a difficult move for me personally, but I look at the bigger picture. Central Grand Bahama deserved more. Central Grand Bahama existed under the PLP, existed under the FNM, and a lot more could have been done. And I do believe now that we have an opportunity to try something different.
Mercy.
You continue to try to think, seeming back and forth.
Uh-huh.
Well, what do you expect? Try something different. And I do believe, in the cause. I believe in the empowerment of Bahamian people. So while there may be some who is disappointed, some will say, okay, it's a bold step, we stand with you. I hope that you would stand with me. You would see the vision, because it's not about me. It's all about you, because if it was about me, I could have gotten a sweet deal and be sitting down on some...
And yeah, he's telling me sweet deal.
But I'm not
smiling.
Yeah, but I'm not.
I've decided to
push me aside.
Yeah.
And to work for the Bahamian people, work for Grand Bahama, work for Central Grand Bahama, and make the Bahamas a better place. And persons who may want to do the same thing, but they may not have the nerve.
Grab him.
May not have the nerve.
See, grab him.
Grab me.
I step out in faith. I believe the support will be there.
Yeah.
And like I said, if God is in it, and I believe He is in it, everything is going to be all right. You may not see it now, but at the end of the day, manifestation will come into fruition. And we say, you know what?
There has to be sort of a come to Jesus moment. There has to be the needle in the stay hack, the haystack, right?
Yeah.
This sort of a needle that they finally found that actually is the last thing that causes persons to move over. A lot of persons were indifferent. They were kind of pushing back against this possibility of being able to join the COI. Now they see you join. They may be intrigued to make this kind of a move.
Forget the blind loyalty. Big truth. If you're wrong, you're wrong.
So forget the FNM PLP,
blind loyalty.
To these
do this right. Yes. Yes.
Do the right thing.
Because you're an FNM, no matter what you do, I support you. Because you're a PLP, no matter what you do, I support you. No. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. Forget the blind loyalty and do the right thing.
Iram, I want to say to you that this is a heavy move. A lot of persons identify political organizations such as the FNM and the PLP more specifically as a covering that affords you an opportunity, that gives you recognition, that gives you social status, that gives you all these particular things. You have come from under that proverbial covering and seeking to be able to find an opportunity to represent the same people in the constituency of Central Grand Bahama. I want to say to you from my heart, I wish you the absolute best.
Thank you, Alan.
From us here at the foundation, for you to be able to see those things. Like I said to you, on my mind, right off the top, you got 650 to 700 votes right off the top. You got to work for the rest of those things.
Yes, sir.
So we'd like to be able to see that, my brother. And we're hoping that, like I said, whenever you get back here in Nassau, that you would join us and we could be able to get some things done like that.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to my return.
Well, if God be for you.
All right.
So I can still
no
preach.
Weapon form.
I can still preach.
You're the fallen angel. You'll be all right. Okay.
All right, thank you, man. Thank you so very kindly. Guys, quick break. It'll be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Quaker Mission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information, or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect. Y'all hitting my phone, hitting this phone, hitting that phone, Jesus, all these things ringing off the gym. Listen to me. I let you know now. You know I was going to take no calls, and there was quick 2 seconds.
I don't think it was appropriate.
It was only 2 seconds.
Even though it was a public official at that particular time, you know, he had to get back to the House of Assembly. We only had a few minutes to allow him to say what he had to say. So I think that was most important, and I guess for those people who do want to talk to Howard at this time, they could, but it was just great.
Yeah, my lines are wide open.
Could I say I was a fly in the room or a troll? Because it felt good.
No, he wasn't a fly or a troll, sir. As a wise man... In the barn.
When you all formed that family born thing, you saw a quick y'all came together.
I don't think you all understand. I know.
But I said,
I can't explain these things.
You went from politics straight to family born, and it's like,
I can't explain these things.
Be ready to go, like we ain't playing.
If he could tap into that familiar energy, that there.
Yeah.
If he could tap into that, right? That kind of familiarity into the constituency, he could go a good ways.
Wow.
He could go a good ways.
Wow.
But then he got to be able to be prepared for a significant fight.
Oh, yeah.
Because when my cousin Nico Grant show up for the Free National Movement.
That's another big name.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And then Free National Movement. And then also Hubert Ingraham going to have to be able to show up in this particular area. Because this area is fought with family. I'll never forget. Hubert Ingraham was telling them, Howard Grant on the ballot. It was Howard Grant on the ballot. Watch me.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Grant, Nico Grant, and Julian B.D. Russell, right?
Mm-hmm.
We call him B.D., right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, three of us stood up on the podium over at, I think it was, it had to have been at Freeport High School. They had a small rally in that particular area right around there, right? He said, now listen to me, tomorrow, when you go there, vote for Grant. Now, not the other Grant now. Make sure you go look for Nico. Vote for Nico Grant. Vote for Nico Grant. You know, I listened to him and I laughed the entire time. You understand?
Yeah.
Because the truth is that people respond to family.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, I showed up almost 90 days before election. I got 300 and something votes.
That's impressive.
That was...
very impressive.
I showed up. And a lot of these people who I went to, I didn't even get a chance to touch their door. I didn't have time for that. I didn't even have resources for that.
Yeah, we don't have time for that. But I was amazed how you said to him, though, right off the bat, he talks about his faith, or I believe, and he got 700-800 votes just like that. That's what you said.
I believe he got 650 to 700 votes right off the top. Bop! Right off the top.
So that's 750 votes that whoever's coming into contention.
He got to work his behind off for the rest of them.
To get to, yeah.
He need, to get over the threshold, he need 1,900 votes.
Okay.
To get over the threshold and find victory, if everything is everything, he need 1,900 votes. He has a pinch.
5,800 is a lot of votes, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of votes that come from the FNM because that's who's going to be voting for him. So essentially, the PLP could possibly be able to, if he doesn't find victory, the PLP could walk into this constituency because the FNM now have to fight Irem. Yeah. Irem is an FNM.
That's what I'm saying.
So Irem taking votes from the FNM.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been saying now for 3 years.
Irem taking votes from the FNM.
I would grant.
So the PLP, if they show up in this area, let's say my cousin Julian Beattie Russell decided to run again after all this time, and he put his name on the ballot. He got about 1,800, 1,900 the last time. Boom, that's victory, because PLP is voting PLP.
Howard Grant, for the last 3 years, I've been sitting in various spaces, but mostly with you, because I just enjoy being here with you, right? I said to the Free National Movement, you do not play with the PLP. I said to the Free National Movement, you got to strengthen up yourself. Why? Because I sensed that some divides were about to take place, some schisms were about to take place, some fragmentation was about to take place. I do understand the need to purge the FNM in order to rebuild and make it a stronger FNM, but you're forgetting one thing, time. I'm not certain you have the time now available to break down and rebuild. You just don't have the time.
You who? The PLP?
The FNM. They don't have the time to break down and build up.
The FNM has placed too much money in demolition of this place. Demolition of the idea that existed before. They seek to demolish and eradicate even the stench of Hubert Minnis in the organization. Well, as they acknowledge, yeah, he was here. They're doing so much to get rid of even the stench, the residue of him in the organization. Because you put in so much emphasis on demolition, it can take you that much more time to build back up. If you spend all your resources in demolition, you won't have what you need to build back the bell cores, to build back, and even to furnish the place the way that you want. So now you're sitting here with a bare building, and you've already passed your quota. You have no more money. This is where the Free National Movement is right now. And just this is just a construction metaphor, an analogy that says we can't put all our money in demolition, right? Because the next thing from here, if this sit in a demolished state for a long time, the FNM could be eradicated.
They'll have to rebrand.
Entirely.
They'll have to rebrand. You know, and what's amazing to me, Howard, as we sat here, people always, like I say, they want to buy into, oh, Howard is an FNM hater, or Howard is a PLP hater, or Howard is a COI hater, because he don't mention the COI enough. We're calling it as we see it, and we have said to the Free National Movement that at this particular time, as you strengthen up yourself, you need to be more inclusive. I don't know who's consulting with the FNM to tell them to go on this particular journey or this particular highway. But Howard Grant, I know that you sitting here, you've been offering ideas, you've been offering observations, and to come to this today is as if they're not hearing and they're continuing to go in the opposite direction of victory. I just don't get it.
I got a text just now. It says, Howard, I told you that Minnis is coming back as leader and the PLP will win 2 seats and Pintard will not win. They say, call my name. My brother, do you want me to call your name?
They text say, call
me.
His name?
They say, call my name. Tell the people who say it.
And who say it?
Well, I can text them. Do you want me to say your name? Text me and let me know. Say yes, Howard. Go ahead. Say my
and
name.
Don't give us no it. False name now.
No. That's my very good friend.
Oh, yeah.
Let me take this telephone call on the line. The lines are open, guys. 323-6232-325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me at 422-4796. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, hello. Good day. Jonick Bevins here from Grand Bahama, Central Grand Bahama.
Hey, Mr. Bevins. Hold on. I know Mr. Bevins very good.
Okay.
This is all so family. Go ahead, Mr. Bevins. What's happening with you?
Good day, Mr. Grant. How you doing?
Hi, good, man. What's happening? How are everybody?
Everybody's well. The FNM is well.
See that? He called me for the FNM. You think I don't know?
hey, but he got a nice voice, so, you know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, but I would like to say, the next time you invite Mr. Lewis to come to your show, be sure that you have somebody there that represents the party to speak our side and our truth to what is going on. Okay?
Well, this was a quick thing that happened today.
So it's very easy to sound good and speak your part, but when you only hear one side of the story, it's easy to persuade people to believe whatever you're saying. Okay? So I just wanted to make that clear.
So there is another side.
Yes, there is another side.
So how would you should be getting an interview shortly?
I would have loved to had the opportunity to ask Mr. Lewis, and that is, what have you done from the time of the Minnis administration even to date under the PLP? What have you done?
This is a strong question you're asking him, and you vote for him twice.
No, but listen, what have you done that you can touch and say that you've done to significantly change the outcome of persons' lives in Central Grand Bahama that benefited them financially? Where is the growth? Where is the change in the 8 years? Remember now, Mr. Lewis has served in many, many, many ministries under the Minnis administration. So the time for talking is now, but then was the time for him to take action and do. Being a new member of parliament for the very first time, it has nothing to do with the situations that we're faced with in Grand Bahama that needs addressing, okay? Things that have not been addressed, and if he can show me where his contributions made changes to the lives of Central Grand Bahamians, I would love to hear that.
Mr. Bevins.
I would love to hear that.
Mr. Bevins, that question should also then be applied to every member of parliament, whether PLP, FNM.
Most definitely.
So in many of our constituencies, the members of parliaments have failed. That applies to both parties, if I must say so. If you're just going to zone on him at this particular time only because he is walking away, I think
that's
it would be
not the case.
No, I'm just saying to you, it would also be fair though to mention other people who have also performed likewise, and the party has had to dismiss them for the same reason, because I'm sure we've had one or two FNM candidates that wasn't sent away or didn't walk away, and we had to talk.
Most definitely. Okay. Most definitely. But let me speak to the leader of the party, Michael Pintard. Michael Pintard has remained active at every point in time of his political career. He has always been active. Okay? Right now, he is near completion of a tech hub in the community of Marco City. Okay? He remains active. So that is something that I can point to. Okay? So he is the topic of discussion. So I would like to speak to him. He is continuously active in his community, in his constituency, okay? Now, when it comes to Mr. Lewis, his decision is his decision, and we support that by all means. But I don't want persons who are not on the ground, who are not from Grand Bahama, to make the assumption or just giving out misinformation that he has 700-plus voters. It's easy to say that.
Hold on. I say that. Ain't nobody else say that.
Well, that's fine.
Set me straight. I said, based upon his relationship, based upon you who vote for him, you got questions after 8 to 10 years, but you vote for him twice. You ain't ask him this the first go around, the second go around, but today, we can ask him this today because of our indifference, because of all these particular things, because you already get someone set up to be able to find themselves in the position of Central Grand Bahama.
There's nobody. Who has gotten a nudge on the shoulder or was said directly by the party or the leader that they will be the next representative.
But is there anyone who has set up in the last 6 months presenting themselves, just touching people, possibly help?
We have a number of prospective candidates.
I like you,
Mr. Bevins. No one has been named. And the fact that, yes, I heard him mention that other persons...
They ain't got no name.
No, he didn't call any name, but he mentioned that other persons are seeking nomination. That's by right. Everybody, as a Bahamian citizen, has the right to go and vie for that position because they choose to serve their communities. We have that right.
I want to ask Howard a question and yourself, Mr. Bevins. You mentioned the techno hub. Could you just, in a very short way, tell us what this techno hub is? Is it something completed? And how has that affected the lives currently of the people there?
Mr. Bevins can't speak to that. Mr. Bevins is in Central Grand Bahama.
Yeah, but he said he's aware of it.
Why can't I speak to it?
No. I mean, because it's not affecting Central Grand Bahama. It is for Marco City.
Right. Well, it's for Marco City. But I'm saying we have, he has a recording studio there. Everything technology is going to be there.
It's going
There's
to be.
A number of things where app creation, app development, all of those
it's stuff going to be, though. Be there. It hasn't happened yet.
The building has already been acquired and it's under construction right now.
So here's what I'm saying to you. It seems as if it's going to take some time to get that completed. So it's in progress, but it's not yet been completed. So when you are judging an Hiram Lewis as to what he has accomplished, meaning in the past tense, you could say, well, I've not seen anything as yet. As you are progressing and you are building, there's nothing that's been completed yet. So we can't say in the past tense that the leader has completed. We can say that he is about to complete.
But, sir, it's almost as if it's the same thing. The PLP has started the demolition process at the airport.
Yes.
Yet to have an airport.
Yeah.
I can touch the member of parliament for Marco City's building. I can't. The progress that was made. I can see that.
Well, because I really do appreciate your telephone call, and I got my lines lit right up, so I got to let you go. But I can accept what he's saying. I hear what he's saying. But he's only telling me about the leader as a member of parliament of a particular constituency. Now, it didn't expand out into the various constituencies in Grand Bahama, that this started here, and it's going to be a template that's going any place else. But I like how he's talking. But the truth of the matter is that these are people that definitely supported Hiram Lewis. But today we have indifference because Hiram Lewis has made a decision that, I tell you, Hiram Lewis is fighting two big battles. Family can't deny you, but sometimes people just put politics before family.
Isn't that sad?
That's just what it is. Sometimes people can put politics before family.
If you put politics before Jesus.
So let's do it. Yeah. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. Get the news and get to a break and be right back after this.
The foundation.
When I say Lampkin, besides carrying all the roofing material needed to cover East End, Enterprises also has all the equipment needed to put it together and protect your devices. We got hand tools, power and manual, including hacksaws, hammers, mauls, wrecking bars. Well, hopefully they won't need them yet. Drill bits, tapes, plumb bobs, levels, and more. We got cement, concrete bonding fiber, lime, sand, and P-Rock. We got dust masks, safety glasses, gloves, hard hats, and high visibility vests. Lampkin, what we got here at Enterprises is a one-stop shop for builders.
Craving pizza? Marco's Pizza has you covered. For a limited time, get our delicious large one-topping pizza for just $10. Carry out only. That's right, just $10 for cheesy, melty goodness with your favorite topping. Perfect for any time. Hurry into your nearest Marco's Pizza. This deal is available at participating locations only. Don't miss out on the flavor you love for a price you'll adore. Marco's Pizza, always magnifico.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello. This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on 6 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Very quickly, guys, you got to get back to the line. 323-623-32-324-316-325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We stretched it out a little bit, a little pinch too much with Mr. Bevins, but I'm going to give everyone a fair chance. My lines are lit up, and it sounds like it's a bunch of grand behemoths on the line. So let's see if we do it. We got a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Howard and Guy, how y'all doing?
All is well, my dear. What you say?
What's happening?
Okay, I'm right here. Howard, I was hoping that you would ask the question to Mr. Lewis first, to ask Aaron if he believed he would have gotten a nomination. Now, that question might have been not asked deliberately, but I would ask that question to myself and answer.
I want you to listen back to that.
Well,
he already...
The phone on me, Howard.
I want you...
Listen to me. You fight me today.
Now, I want you to listen back to the interview.
Listen,
go ahead.
If he says, and he makes sure I tell you he has no beef with the leader, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure the leader is a friend of his, right?
Yeah.
So Mr. Aram Lewis, if he believed, the leader himself believed Harrison to bring home Central Guadalajara, you think he was to get caught? And he get caught. He's not leaving no FNM. He would not have gotten the nomination. That's the answer to the question.
Hold on,
okay?
Now, let me send you a couple of things now.
Let me
send you one or two things.
What you want to tell me? Just bearing people out.
No, I'm just trying to be decent. Why don't you let me be decent on my show?
Please, man. Okay?
Let me be decent on my show.
The man
Michael Pintard.
And you have a problem with it. You have to cut some ends, man. Cut some loose ends. And he was one of them. Okay?
Michael Pintard.
Go ahead.
Michael Pintard is not and cannot stand in his capacity as an individual and say who ain't gonna get no nomination.
Why can't?
He can't do that. That's not the constitution of the party and the body of people who decide.
The constitution and the body, this person who you had as a guest, he wasn't gonna get no nomination because he
we saw the kind of writing on the wall.
Okay, then.
We saw the writing on the wall.
And one more point before you hang up with the phone.
Okay.
That man on your show, and he yet to call the word COI. You only have to call that on his mouth.
No, he ain't say COI yet.
He can't even say the word
he say,
COI.
I will represent for the Bahamian people.
Yeah, so why?
I was waiting for COI. That's why I gave him a little thing.
The COI, and why can't call him anymore?
He
truly wanted to be the.
I guess he got to work himself up to it.
Aaron Lewis ain't relevant as far as to the party. The fact is, if it was a Marco Pine who run independent in Grand Bahama and didn't win, you think that Aaron Lewis going to win? Really not?
It's some different dynamics.
Forget it.
Different dynamics. I can let you go now?
Forget it. Yes, you can let me go.
I appreciate you, baby. Thank you so much. That's a caller line. Next caller. Caller, go ahead.
Grand Bahama.
Hey, what's up, brother?
You're put in place by my favorite girl. I love her voice and her ass.
Yeah, you see that? Go ahead.
Howard, you make some prediction about the West End and who will win West End from
No, I say not about West End. I say Central Grand Bahama.
I talk about some sense after the by-election. I want you to break that down real quick.
We're going to have to do that for another day because that's a lot of maths I got to put on that.
But they got $183 million.
I'm going to fix that. Say that. Roger, we there. Let's do this. In March 15, 2024, there was an article came out in the Tribune newspaper that said Eleuther got for 100 and...
It was feedback.
Yeah, it's feedback. You got to fix that. For 100 miles of road in Eleuther, I think this was Eleuther, it cost the PLP $163 million. For 100 miles of road to be paved, it cost the PLP $163 million. Now, if we use this exact same math, that costs $1.63 million
break that down.
Per mile. Hold on. $1.63 million per mile. Go with me. Just take a little thing. If it costs $1.36 million, divide that into $183
million. 1.63.
Let me see what I mean. My question, what I mean, Howard.
112 miles of road, the PLP indicating that they're getting paved. Where 120? Where 112 miles of road is in West Grand Bahama?
Please. I mean, breaking down the figures with 183 million down there. I'm talking about that 2,400 votes that Kingsley didn't get from the by-election. How that constituency get chopped up, and where this $183 million can be spent when we need dialysis machine and all them.
Okay, let's fix a couple of things. One, I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. One, the constituency has not been chopped up yet. There is rumors. And speculations, talks, this kind of an idea being infused in the environment that the Boundaries Commission will look at West Grand Bahama, make Bimini and Berry Islands one seat and West Grand Bahama be a second seat. This is why I indicated to you, if this happens, I will give consideration to running as an independent for West Grand Bahama specifically. That has not happened as yet. That's one. The 200 and some votes, the 2,000 and some votes that Kingsley did not get in West Grand Bahama has increased significantly. There are more people who came and applied themselves to be able to become voters for the by-election and the general election. You'll even see more. Now, I don't know if Kingsley could win that, but that's a conversation for another day. We're dealing with this. Let's deal with what we're dealing with now. Let's take a next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Howard, let me be quick, fast, in a hurry. Okay, just it's 163 miles for $100 million, and that's with actually taking out all of the roads, putting that under new underlayment, and paving that. Then in Eleuthera, it's $60 million. And by the way, that was a PPP, and Baja Mix was there supplying the, the top that they used? Asphalt. Then when you go to Exuma, where they didn't have any of those things, it was $60 million for 60 miles. And that's because none of the roads in Exuma was even paved.
So was it $60 million for how much miles?
For 60 miles. But that was because none of the roads was paved before.
Hold on. $60 million for 60 miles?
Yes. Yeah.
That's $1 million a mile.
Yeah. No, but it's the difference I'm saying to you. There's a difference between...
They had to put infrastructure in to ensure that it was leveled.
And all of, right. That's what I'm saying to you.
So now, where did PLP get $180 million from? I can't understand this.
No one understands it. This is called magic numbers.
This is going to be magic maths.
that's a magic city. What are you talking about?
But just let me go to the tent of doing without PPP like the government did for anything else. It has a television studio. It has a radio studio. It has a radio station. It has a computer lab. It has a community meeting place for the individuals.
Hold on now. I got 28 seconds. I can say this to you before you go, before I hang up on you. That is for the members of Marco City at this time. If he's going to create a template.
That's what I want to say. Let me finish my...
Go ahead. Go very quickly.
It is duplicatable, but it isn't just having a community center. It's more than that. And I'll call back or even talk about this on another show. But just let me tell you, saying this. For Iram Lewis, right, the PLP has maintained their 1,700 votes through all the elections, right? And Iram Lewis has went from almost 4,000 votes to almost 2,000 votes. And in fact, the coalition lady, if she was not in the race, Iram Lewis would have lost that seat, okay? So the point is that the question is, he went from 4,000...
I think he got 600 strong, and that 600 ain't got nothing to do with the 1,700. FNM 600.
Also, no, but the thing about it is, for 5 years, under minutes, and now condemning it. It just make it make sense. I'll talk later.
Okay. Let's take this last call. Caller, you got 15 seconds. Go ahead, caller.
All right. Hey, Howard.
Oh, Jesus, Anton. Go ahead, Anton. I didn't know you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, 15 seconds, Anton.
See, Allen, all of them lost votes in the last election, including the leader of the FNM. They were all slashed by 40, 50, or 60%, including the person who leads by the largest margin of victory in the FNM. Between Sinans and Kalani, between the former prime minister. Now, what you all need to be concerned about in the FNM is FNM turning into a one-man band where democracy is being denied, where the opportunity for participation...
Let's talk about this on Friday, God Spare Life. You know, tomorrow is Small Business Thursday. I appreciate you. I appreciate it. Let's talk about this on Friday, God Thursday. I want to thank you guys for being able to do this. This is a strong position. I know some people don't want to hear congratulations, but it takes courage to make these decisions, especially with the culture that we have of politics in this country. So I want to be able to commend him. I'm hoping that this is an awakening for persons to understand that you got to be able to look outside of the auspices and the paradigm of your political organization, FNM and PLP, and look from a national perspective for true growth and development. Let's look at these things. Guys, we're going to have a good conversation. Garth, I want to thank you so much for being able to join me today. Guys, I'm going to see you on Thursday, tomorrow. God spare our lives right here on The Foundation. Foundation.